It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. Ari Kolis joins me. Hello, Ari.
How you doing, Rich?
Wonderful. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
We're off and running and off and doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun time of year. We got a bunch of things going on here in the next couple weeks already.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention it off air, but this Saturday night, January 9th, we got a great wine tasting at the Rochester Civic Theater. It's a fundraiser for the Century High School Senior High Party.
Okay.
You know, kind of keep all the kids inside for safety, but it's a fun wine tasting at the Civic Theater right in their lobby, which is a really cool venue. Gregory and Sinead do a great job down there.
Yes, they do.
We'll have dozens of wines, a little bit of beer. They're going to have live entertainment. A silent auction, great food from Catering by Design, all to go to a good cause. It's open to the public. You can buy tickets at the door. So this Saturday from 7 till 10 at the Rochester Civic Theater, a great little wine tasting.
And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $30.
Okay.
For that, you get the live entertainment, you get the food, you get the wine tasting, just a good time to commiserate, and you're giving something to the kids so they can have a great senior high party.
Sounds good. All right. So keep that in mind for Saturday the 9th. You brought some whiskeys with you.
I did.
All sorts of whiskeys.
Whiskeys from around the world, you know. And what I thought, now it's a new year. One question I get is, what's a whiskey? People ask me a whiskey. Then I say, well, do you want American whiskey? Do you want bourbon? Do you want scotch?
Canadian.
No one knows the difference. Canadian. Yeah. So I thought, let's just take different whiskeys from around the world and talk about the differences, what makes them what they are.
All right. Well, let's start. Go left to right here. Knob Creek Rye, rye whiskey.
Rye whiskey has become one of the most popular things out there. These cocktail scientists and mixologists love rye whiskey for their old fashions and their Manhattans because it's a little bit stronger, richer flavor, a little spicier that they say really goes well in some of these classic cocktails. Now, rye whiskey is really, it's been around for a long time. Rye is used in a lot of different things. But here in America, it basically has to be 95% or above rye in the mash. So that's what it is. But the flavor that comes out of it is very strong, a little richer, and it's typically bottled at a higher proof, 100 proof, like this Knob Creek rye. 100 proof, it's pretty strong. Half,
yes, it is.
50% alcohol, awesome in cocktails. So rye whiskey, pretty simple. That one is made from rye.
Okay. Then you've got Windsor Canadian, which is probably the biggest seller around. Right?
Yeah. Canadian whiskeys are huge, especially up here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the upper Midwest. Because of our proximity to Canada, number one. Number two, because of the light flavors it has. Canadian whiskeys are very light and smooth. To me, some of the smoothest, easiest drinking whiskeys out there. When you think of Canadians, you're thinking Windsor, you're thinking Black Velvet, Crown Royal, Canadian Club. All these whiskeys are famous for their smoothness. And for a lot of us, it was probably like one of our first cocktails was like a Windsor and 7-Up or a Black Velvet 7. Crown Royal and Coke, things like that, because of the way they mix so well and their smoothness really makes them good. Now, they're made with a good percentage of rye, but they're blended with a lot of other things and even have some flavors added to really take the edge off and do things that way.
All right. Now, you got some Irish whiskey there, too.
Right.
It's got to be Jameson.
Irish whiskey. Remember, the Irish invented whiskey. I brought in Jameson, the number one selling Irish whiskey in the world, and I know you know the story, but the word whiskey even comes from an ancient Gaelic word for water of life. Uscadé means water of life. Who can argue, as I keep saying all the time? Jameson, triple distilled. What makes it an Irish whiskey is two things. The blends of the different ryes that they put in there. Again, a high percentage of rye. When you think a lot of these northern countries, rye grows better than some of the warmer climes where wheat does. Although they do have a little bit of wheat in this, but it is mostly rye. It's triple distilled. One thing that makes Irish whiskey different than scotch, which we'll talk about, they don't use peat in the Irish whiskeys. Gives it a smoother, lighter flavor.
All right, so that's the Jameson. Now you've got beer barrel bourbon.
Now I brought in bourbon. This is New Holland. Now bourbon, everyone thinks bourbon has to come from Kentucky. It does not have to come from Kentucky to be
called
bourbon.
Unless you're a resident of Kentucky, then of course it's the only kind that there is.
You're probably right, but now bourbons are getting so popular, people love it. By law, all bourbon has to be 51% corn in the mash at least. And it has to be charred in new oak charred barrels. It has to be aged at least a minimum of 2 years in charred oak barrels, new barrels, not twice-used barrels, anything like that. So this is beer barrel bourbon. I brought it in because it's such a unique product. It's from New Holland Artisan Spirits out of Holland, Michigan. They make this like a typical bourbon. They distill it from 51% corn, actually more than that. They age it in the charred oak barrels, but then they finish it in beer barrels that have been aging milk stout. So the stout gives it a little bit different flavor, takes the edge off, really makes it a unique thing. But it is still bourbon because it followed the main rules of 51% corn and a 2 years minimum barrel aging in new. That's the key, new oak barrels. Things like Jameson, the Windsor Canadian, Scotches can use older barrels that have been used already for something else. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of bourbon producers in Kentucky ship their used barrels to Scotland, to Ireland, so the whiskey makers over there can use it to age it. But here in America, it can only be new barrels. That's all one big difference.
Very good. Seagram's 7 American Whiskey.
Now, this is American blended whiskey. The key to this is it's blended whiskey. It's not straight bourbon. This means they're using whiskeys from all over. It says blended and bottled. They actually use a huge amount of different whiskeys and things, and they even add in some different flavorings, some
syrup. Is that where the number 7 comes
things
from?
Like that. I think it is. It's the secret recipe of the 7. Seagram's 7, again, a famous drink for a long time. The 7 and 7 has been one of the most popular cocktails.
Yeah.
Very smooth, easy drinking. Again, this is a little bit sweeter whiskey. Great for mixing with Coke and 7-Up. Seagram's 7, it's amazing how it keeps holding on, sells very well.
All right, now you brought some scotch in. You brought a Johnny Walker Red.
Johnny Walker Red, the number one selling scotch in the world. Still, many whiskey aficionados say that the best whiskeys still come from Scotland. Again, rye and barley in the mash, typically at least 6 to 10 years in the barrel. They blend it. Johnny Walker uses a lot of different single malts, and then they blend it together to get that same consistent, easy-drinking, full-flavored that Johnny Walker is famous for. Now, Johnny Walker Red is about 6-year-old whiskeys. Mm-hmm. Johnny Walker Black is a minimum of 12-year-old whiskeys in a blend. And you can really see the difference with the ages. But Johnny Walker Red, awesome on its own on the rocks, but really nice in like scotch and sodas, rusty nails, different scotch cocktails too. So Johnny Walker, very popular around the world.
All right, sounds good. And thank you very much, Ari. Thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.